This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. You're going to need a strong cup of coffee if we're going to talk about North Korea. A lot of anxiety with this standoff between the United States and North Korea. So what is the latest? The latest so far at this point is the discussion, the shocking discussion in a way, of removing troops from the dividing line between South Korea and North Korea, the DMZ. We've talked about this before on this show, and I'll tell you what, can you imagine decades and decades and decades of what that protection has meant to the South Koreans? Is it the right time to remove the troops, or is it just too risky at this point? I think as we dive into this, I think it's still too risky at this point, but the idea of removing the military and that situation going forward is one that's interesting to discuss, because how long is too much? When is it over? And that's never really been fully flushed out. Joining us right from the top from Washington, D.C., my pal Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, doing pretty well. Great to be here.
So the North Korea anxiety, obviously, Trump seems like he's ready to do something. In the past, there have been a couple of conversations about Kim Jong-un. What do you think ultimately is going on here? And you've got your ear to the ground in D.C. What's the conversation?
Well, you know, right now it does kind of feel like we are on the edge of what could very well be a historical, attack on North Korea in terms of a preemptive strike. There was a lot of chatter over this going into the weekend when we were going to be seeing the missile strike in conjunction with Kim Il-sung's birthday. That seems to have been put off after the missile test, appeared to have essentially flopped. So where we stand right now, it's, really anybody's guess, but we have had some pretty harsh rhetoric coming from the administration. Mike Pence in particular was in South Korea earlier today and said that the era of strategic patience was over. There were some, additional sort of messages coming from the administration. But either way, it looks like there is a lot of bluster coming up right now and not really much of a plan to try to get North Korea to abandon their, nuclear ambitions diplomatically. So, right now it's anybody's guess when something may happen, but it certainly seems like something is, sort of building up at this point.
Yeah, even ISO is saying, of course, Congressman from California was saying Trump's not going to tolerate the status quo with North Korea. So, boy, you're right. It is very, very interesting, because how many decades it's been a long time with our troops there at the DMZ. So this would be a big changing of the guard if there were to be some sort of strike or to just remove the military.
Exactly. And, this is something that every administration in the past, several decades has had to deal with to a certain extent, this idea of how exactly do you move forward with North Korea as sort of a belligerent actor. In previous years, there's been sort of an understanding that you can isolate them economically. You can lean on, regional partners to try to ensure that they're not going to move forward. But, even within the final days of the Obama administration, we had the president and his meeting in the Oval Office with Trump, essentially saying that this was going to be probably the first major crisis of his administration and something that had to have been dealt with. Sort of a signal that, this idea to essentially view North Korea as, in sort of a different light, apart from other administrations, it's not necessarily coming out of nowhere. It looks like, this is something that has been sort of brought about by their actions, and certainly by the fact that, they are going, more and more unstable as they grow more powerful, which is always a pretty terrifying prospect.
How about this? Was there any chatter in D.C., lunchtime, breakfast, in between, whatever, about the 50% approval rating for Donald Trump as president of the United States? Rasmussen is reporting that. What was the reaction there?
Well, I mean, this is Rasmussen, and, Rasmussen report has historically been, pretty conservative-leaning, to say the least. This is something, of course, that the administration has, grabbed onto time and time again. The fact that, Rasmussen polls generally show, Trump with a higher approval rating or doing better than, people expect. But, at the same time, despite the fact that it's very, sort of laughed them off, I guess when you look at it in the long run, they were more accurate, when it comes to the election that we just went through in, last November. But regardless, a lot of pollsters, when they look at how they carry out their polls and just sort of the general reputation they have, it's not necessarily the, go-to polling agency for a lot of mainstream D.C.
Yeah. Most important question, I'm sure, because I know you're on top of everything, incredibly organized. You did your taxes already, right?
Yes, I did. Yep.
I like that. Yes, I did. I did.
I did. I sat down. I, did my TurboTax like a good boy. And, I'm not going to
make like
my returns, though. It's kind of pitiful.
Yeah, so you take the Trump stance. I will not release my returns.
I hope I'm not under audit. If I am under audit, the government has much more, better things to do than to try to double check my return. Regardless, I just don't think I'm going to be releasing it. So, I do still want to see the president. I'm in this position where I have the luxury of not being the leader of the free world, and I can say that without actually having to release my own, which is, pretty great.
I like it. All right. Thanks so much, as always, Justin. Have a good one. We'll talk to you again later in the week.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. Hey, coming up on the show, we're going to dive into that whole tax question. Where can you get a little tax relief? Guess what? There are many restaurants that are offering half off or giving you a free cookie or doing whatever it is, depending on your zip code, to make you feel a little bit better, because there's those tax, I'm just going to call them freebies, and there is a bunch of tax freebies. So there are some restaurants, they're smart. You go in, you're going to get something for free, but then you're going to end up spending some money as well, whatever it is. If you go in to get a burger, then you're going to get something to drink, etc. It's interesting to see how many people are scrambling to finish their taxes at the last moment. Are you one of those people? If you are, give me a call, 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE, and let's talk about that. It's coming up. It's just like Christmas. We just went through Easter. We've gone through all the other holidays, Passover, etc. And they're coming. July 4th, Memorial Day, Labor Day. We know when taxes are. But isn't it interesting how many people file at the last minute? Even people that are due money, which that part is more interesting to me than the people who owe money. I get it. You owe money. You're trying to play chicken with what do you have in the bank, how are you going to do this, that whole thing. I don't get it, though, when you're due for a refund. How do you get relief? There's a couple of restaurants that have the answer. We're going to talk about that on the flip side here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
America tonight. We're talking about the DMZ, what's happening there. VP Mike Pence saying the U.S. is going to drop the failed policy. So now there are some nervous folks all around this issue of how long do we keep the troops there? It's been forever. It's kind of a just done deal. The assumptions surrounding it are absolutely crazy. And the transparency, is there transparency in the White House when it comes to what the policies are going to be? Of course, there's not a lot of transparency. In fact, Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, found himself trying to defend the tax returns. I don't think Trump ever gets over that hump with the you won't release the tax returns and defending the White House's decision to reverse an initiative and make White House visitor logs private. So Spicer says the tax returns are being under audit, so we go back to that whole thing again, and that they won't be released. So don't look for those tax returns. I guess that's the answer there. Don't look for these tax returns anytime soon. How about that? Coming up on ATN, normally it's in our next show, but we'll be diving into it this time around. The other side, that's when I invite my husband, Paul, to join us on the show and kind of give you a glimpse behind the curtain, so to speak, into married life with me. I'm sure all some of you who are married can completely relate to what that's like, right? Some of the decision-making processes. You know, taxes is one of those things. I think you usually have in a couple one person. And that was a great cup of coffee. I just took a sip there. One person who does the taxes and somebody else who kind of supports that idea. If you have a couple and you have two people doing the taxes, it gets really confusing. So I said I would give you the restaurants where there's tax relief. Boston Market has the 1040. I love it. Tax day special. So you get a half chicken individual meal with two sides, cornbread, a regular fountain drink, and a cookie. No coupon needed. You get that deal. You just go in. I want the 1040. I think that's pretty good. I bet that's at least a couple of bucks, maybe even more, off of what they normally would have. Here's another one for you. Chili's. You get a $6 blueberry and pineapple margarita all day long. No coupon there. You just ask for the special offer because it would be a lot more. For Firehouse Subs, you get a free medium sub with a purchase of a medium or large sub. So you get a free sub, essentially. Chips and a drink. So let me say that again. You get a free medium sub with a purchase of a medium or large sub with chips and a drink through Thursday with a coupon that is on their Facebook page. The Great American Cookies, the National Gourmet Cookie Shop, they have a tax day tradition. You get a free birthday cake cookie if you stop by. No proof, none of that. It's just tax day. Hooters, the wings peeps. Kids 12 and younger eat free with an adult of a $10 purchase or more. That's a tax day thing. Here's a couple of others. McDonald's. And they have to participate in this. So where I'm from originally, Philly, New Jersey, Delaware, they're offering $1 off Big Macs. And then there's some others that are offering more off of other food that's on the menu. It just depends where. I love this deal. National parks. You want to go to a national park and it costs a little bit of money to go in. So for National Park Week, you get free admission for every national park during the weekends of April 15th, 16th, 22nd, and 23rd. Free. I think that's pretty good. When I went to college at Ohio University, they had a restaurant called Schlotsky's, and you get a free small original with chips and a medium drink. That's a great deal, right? That's a great deal. I'm not going to just pound you with all these deals. I'm going to give you another one. How about this? I like this one. World of Beer. It's called a beer refund. You get a free select drought of five off your check on tax day at any of those locations. I don't know. If you were going there anyway, or you just thought, I wanted to get some fast food in some of these places, then it's a win for you, right? Absolutely. Sonic drive-ins. You see all those commercials with those two guys. They've been doing it for, I don't know, maybe a decade. You get a half-price cheeseburger on tax day. You can only five per customer. How many people are pulling up that they have to limit it? We know people are going to take advantage, so we have to put a cap on this somewhere. You only can get five, and that's it. It's just too risky after that. Yeah. When I saw that, I laughed out loud. To me, that was just so over the top. But that's okay. There's people that are going to go. People are going to take advantage of that. Without a doubt. Right? Okay. More stories about United. There is a ton of them. Some of you have emailed me hearsay, stories you thought you saw, all that kind of stuff. But there was a story in Houston, and I have to bring this up because United we soar and united we plummet, I suppose. A bride and a groom headed to Costa Rica for their wedding. got kicked off the United flight out of Houston following an issue with seating on the plane. So Michael Hole, the groom, said he and his fiance, Amber Maxwell, were the last to board a United Airlines flight, 1737, headed from Houston to Costa Rica. They noticed a man was spread across their row napping. When they approached their seats, they decided to move three rows up to row 21. They didn't think it would matter. The flight was half full with multiple empty rows. Bingo, think again. So after what happened is a flight attendant approached, asked if they were in their ticketed seats. They explained they weren't, asked if they could get upgraded, but instead they were told they need to return to their assigned seats. After complying with the flight attendant's demand, a U.S. Marshal came onto the plane and asked them to get off. What is going on with United? These were honeymooners. They didn't, according to all the people around them, they were cooperating. So then, I mean, they were on their honeymoon. So then they got off the plane, but they don't understand why they had to get pulled off the plane. They said that they were being disorderly and a hazard to the rest of the flight. But the guy was asleep across the seats, so they moved. Honestly, it is insane what is happening. It's insane what is happening on United. And that flight was so wide open. So you know what they did? They just rebooked their flight for the next morning. What are they going to do? But they said they're not going to fly United again. They said it was quite strange. They didn't understand it. I mean, you want to talk about poor customer service. The wrong way to handle anything. United is still reeling. I mean, they still have, people are still talking about the viral video of the passenger being dragged off the United flight. And now you have stories like this one that are so innocuous, and especially with that many seats available. I mean, go figure. What is up with that? It's almost too easy. It's like picking off low-hanging fruit to make jokes about United, because every couple of days they're giving us something. It makes no sense. You would think, if anything, they would bend over backwards in the opposite direction, but apparently customer service is really, really lacking there. Terrible. They need some training, is what I would say. They need some serious, serious training if they're going to be able to hang on to what's left of the people who are booking seats on the airline. Wow. Unreal. All right. The other side, coming up in just a few moments. A special edition here on America Tonight. He's in our virtual green room. We'll go get him and have that conversation. Stay with us.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage.
All right, it's that time of the week where we give you the bonus Other Side with my other side, Paul Josselin, who joins me on the air. So I guess the first question is, I've had a couple people ask me, well, Wade, isn't he Mr. Delaney? And no, you're not Mr. Delaney.
Sometimes I am.
when it's convenient for swag?
When I introduce myself and it's funny, it makes people laugh.
Yeah. Because my name, and you told me to keep my name, as far as what I publicly do, it would be too confusing to switch my name in public.
Correct.
Right. So there we go. Mahalo doesn't care what our last names are. He just cares that he gets all the attention in the room. And, you know, I was just reading a story. I was going to ask you about this, Paul, about dogs. What dogs actually mean when they look guilty, when they have that guilty look. You know, if you've ever yelled at a dog and they get the big eyes and they bow down low and they kind of cower. Well, there's a biologist with the City University of New York who wrote in Psychology Today that young wolves show apology bows as they begin social integration. Wolves engage in that same kind of play as dogs do. with the whole pack behavior. So they say dogs have inherited the behavior and they'll use it after any kind of infraction that results in being punished. So they really are feeling guilty.
I believe it.
I believe it too. And golden retrievers, I don't remember where they are on the list, but I know it's top five of smart dogs where they can memorize certain words. And I think our dog thinks, we have, for people listening, we have a golden retriever who's about 96 pounds. I think Mahalo, his name is, he believes he's a person.
Yes, you feed him all the time, people food.
No.
He believes he's a person.
No, I do not feed him people food all the time. I think he listens to conversations and he understands. That's what I'm saying. He's like a part of the family.
Well, that too.
It's like when you leave the house, it's like, wait a second, you're leaving without me? I don't understand. He feels like he's sort of abandoned. I don't know if any of you feel that, you know, have seen the same kind of thing, but we have definitely seen this with, you know, with Mahalo. There's no question about that. You know, we just went through another Easter, and it was about Easter eggs and chocolate and candy and whatnot. Did you have a good Easter, Polly?
I did. I had Easter and chocolate and candy. I had the Easter things.
The Easter things. I didn't actually ask you this, but I just knew you'll eat anything. And I got you those Sour Patch creepy things that you eat, the Sour Patch thing. I don't know if people out there know what Sour Patches are. But when you were a kid, I bet that wasn't your favorite. What's your favorite Easter candy?
Easter candy as a kid would have been just some crappy chocolate.
Well, I like how you say that, crappy chocolate. So it was subpar chocolate. It was the cheap milk chocolate or something. You didn't like it?
Yeah, 70s and 80s, we didn't have all this fancy stuff. We just got what we got, and we liked it.
Just give us whatever you have. I'll tell you what I didn't like. I know a lot of people like them, but the whole Peeps thing and the marshmallows, ugh.
Yeah, we didn't really, I don't really remember a lot about that. I remember them, but I guess I didn't like them that much, so I didn't eat them.
Okay, so sort of, not a big deal. Right? That's what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
How about this story about, I thought you could relate to this. How about this professor who's suing Walmart over the clean toilets description? This is out of Montana State. And so what the story is here is a Montana State University professor suing Walmart for libel after he says an employee at the store in Bozeman listed his occupation on a fishing license as toilet cleaner. Gilbert Calande, the assistant professor of technology at MSU, filed the suit this past week. And a Walmart spokesperson told the Associated Press, to our knowledge, an administrative process to resolve this with Dr. Kalani is ongoing. We've not been served with a lawsuit. We take the claim seriously and will respond appropriately with the court. Toilet cleaner. So this guy, I guess, thought he was being funny, and now there's a lawsuit.
Well, everybody knows that if you've got to go, Chick-fil-A is the only place to go.
I mean, here's the thing. Like I said, this guy was being funny on the fishing license, and the professor took offense to it, but I wonder how much of a lawsuit he has. I think he has a little bit of a shot. I don't know how much of a shot, but a little bit of a shot, at least to get it in court, and then we'll see where it goes from there. All right, we move from the toilet cleaner listing on the fishing license to this one. A craft brew, you know, the Brewers Association, which represents 3,800 U.S. brewers, Paulie, is trying to rein in offensive labels by amending marketing and advertising guidelines, they say, for members. The nonprofit trade organization added two lines to its code. Material should not contain sexually explicit, lewd, or demeaning brand names, language, text, graphs, photos, videos, or other images that resemble adult consumers would find inappropriate for consumer products offered to the public. They should also not contain derogatory or demeaning texts or images, because they say this is what's starting to happen with the whole brewing thing. Some of the names of some of the brews are too risque. So ESB-style beer is named Leg Spreader, and the label illustrates a large-chested woman sitting with a brewer's logo between her spread legs. And so they have had to come up with a different version of that. I don't know. It makes sense to me if it's offensive.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to... But I think, didn't the wineries start off with this anyway, before the breweries, really? So the supposedly high-class wineries started off with the trying to be clever and risque and everything else. I mean, all the way to book publishing. What are your thoughts on the book publishing, that you have to have curse words in the title for it to be to sell?
Well, yeah, because one of the you don't hear necessarily curse words, but you hear people say you have to have a provocative, catchy, whatever title, and sometimes that pushes those that are publishing into crazy ideas of what the title should be, and it doesn't really make sense for the book at times, which is, you're right, you make a very good point.
Sorry, I derailed your story, but anyway, go ahead.
No, I think you make a good point. And where you have to just, you know, it goes to good taste and where the line is.
If the beer tastes good, I drink it.
If the beer tastes good. Who cares? I think they will. I think they will kind of clamp down on that. I saw the craziest thing of, you know, I don't know whether to believe these videos or not. For the rest of you listening to us, I bet you it's the same thing. You see videos, crazy videos of sharks and whatnot. But I saw this video of a great white shark jumping out of the water, jaws wide open. I mean, any time you see a great white jumping out of the water and the jaws are wide open and you're anywhere near that, and this, of course, is in the place where you see this kind of thing, South Africa, a massive shark trying to go after bait, and which is what that's about. You know, a lot of people go to South Africa to swim with the sharks. Would you, Paulie, ever swim with the sharks?
Yeah, but not in South Africa with great whites, for God's sake.
I mean, that's what I think. Why would you risk that? I get it in a different area. And if you put... great white, and you kind of put that in there in whatever search engine you're using, you'll see this great white, and of course the great white is trying to get bait pretty close to the boat, though, and they even say, geez, just a little close to the boat. A massive shark. Ooh, frightening.
Well, I mean, I guess I would take that back. If you're in a secure cage, then, and you've already dove with sharks in the past, and if ab diver, then I would probably, it would probably be something I would want to eventually do, but on those TV shows, Shark Week, they show those guys that dive with no cages, and they go, you know, they wait for the sharks, the great whites, to rush them, and then they just push their noses up, and then they swim off, you know. So that's a little much.
Yeah, no kidding. I was talking about this earlier. It's tax season, so there are restaurants that are giving away or percentages off of hamburgers, all kinds of stuff. It's smart to play up to that, isn't it?
Yes, I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
You want the 10-40? Somebody had that. That's a clever, I think, item on the menu. I'll have the 10-40, right? Because it's 10:40, and no matter what it is that you get. All right, so would you believe the time is already up? It is. We'll do it again. This was a bonus, so we'll see you again next time around. Thank you.
Yeehaw.
Yeah. Thanks for the coffee. He actually made me coffee, too, as well. I don't know how many of you are out there drinking your coffee, your tea, or whatever, but, ooh, it tastes good. See you in a few.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendolite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone, bad to the bone,
Thanks for joining us throughout this hour of America Tonight. Hey, final segment as we cross the threshold of this hour of America Tonight. And that are happening across this country. So much of it has to do with what's happening politically speaking out of Vegas and, what is the one thing that affects us all, and it's what's in your wallet, meaning what card do you pull out healthcare-wise? How confident are you that you're a completely covered man should something happen, right? We don't have to be all fatalists, but do you have coverage? And how good is that coverage, I suppose, is what I'm getting at. And that part is scary. So we keep hearing about, yes, we're going to get rid of Obamacare and bring in something better. But what is that something better? Where is that so-called better news that so many people are wanting to hear, where premiums aren't outrageous? And you can actually afford to live and still put some money away. That is the big question for so many, and get the good health care coverage, because health care, boy, you have your health and then all of a sudden you don't. and how much does that cost you when you don't have great health care? And the answer is a crap load of money. It's the truth. There's no sugarcoating it. So who among us doesn't want better health care? I would be shocked, and although I know I could find those people who just are fine. It's not a big concern. It's not on their radar, in other words, because there are so many other things that are on the radar, frankly, and one of them is not that, although it should be. I think it should be a huge, huge priority instead of taking the risk, rolling the dice, and hoping you get the right numbers. It kind of feels like that's what, even if we don't want to do it, it feels like that's what a lot of people are doing. Just rolling the dice and saying, okay, I'm at the craps table with everybody else. And I think I told you this, and I'll say it again. You know, what did my doctor say to me? Just get healthy, kids. Stay healthy. Be healthy. That's what it's about. Because realizing how many people have dumped off of his roles because they switched insurance or some other thing exploded for them in a different direction. And it used to be, and I don't think you have to be that old to appreciate this, but it used to be that you had one doctor, right? And you knew, okay, this is the guy, I mean, or woman, but let's just stick with the whole idea of a man, it doesn't matter. And they've treated my family and treated their family before that. And that whole loyalty that sticks patients forever with certain doctors. Seems simplistic, but apparently not. By the way, I just happened to read this in Forbes. So Forbes tracks most valuable teams, highest earning players, top agencies, all of that. The Dallas Cowboys are the world's most valuable pro sports team. They're worth $4.2 billion with $700 million in revenue last season. Cristiano Ronaldo is the world's highest paid athlete. And how much money he makes, if you were thinking $88 million, absolutely. I mean, those are some very, very big numbers. And why is that? Because they transcend their sport. And when you transcend the sport in whatever way it is, those numbers are going to be higher. And there's a definite ranking in sports. There's a definite pecking order to it. No question about that. So part of me says, while I'm reading the list, it's great in one way and not so great in another way. Why? Because it's pointing out other groups and shortfalls. And of course, that's the unexpected turn, right? So some, You see these incredibly big numbers, and others, oh, just crash. And then that goes to the wars over, well, what are they getting? What am I getting? What is that sponsorship worth? And if I'm Nike or Under Armour or any of the sponsors, yeah, I don't want that. Whatever deal you cut is the deal you cut. You got to live with the deal. And if you really feel like there's something better, ooh, last thing you can do is jump the gun. It's not possible. Well, I shouldn't say it's not possible. Anything's possible, but very unlikely. Incredibly unlikely. That's how safe I feel. That's not happening. It's how 100% safe I feel. Do you feel safe 7 years after the Deepwater Horizon offshore oil flourishing again? There's a lot of red tape. There's different regulations now, but once they're up and going, it's going. So there might be tougher regs at the Gulf of Mexico. There might be something else they don't like that's now on the books. But 7 weeks ago, the worst failure in history, drilling an exploratory rather well off the coast of Louisiana, you know this story, the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig had a catastrophic blowout. Several explosions after that, and a fire that sank the ship and severed the connection to the seafloor. Wow. It's almost like we're living it in real time. So industry advocates responded with claims that the steps that they took were a dramatic overreaction to the stricter regulations that would cost thousands of jobs and cripple the U.S. offshore industry. Now they're going after other people with zeal that they know that are out there while this is happening with these rigs. It seems so dangerous and is so dangerous, but well worth it for so many of these guys. And they are moving the needle. Big time. Because boom, 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 speed of light. So beware. I mean, seriously. 7 years, can you believe it? There was even that movie about Deepwater Horizon that long ago. But it seems like the oil business in certain pockets of the United States, booming. And in Louisiana, not too far off the shores, I say not too far, but a little bit away from the shores of New Orleans, there sure is a lot of exploratory stuff going on. A lot. Here's my question I'm going to leave you with. Would you pay $1,000 for a cocktail? A Washington, D.C. bar is putting up other cocktails on their swank menu. It's called the Domerita. $1,000. It includes tip. Well, thank goodness. And comes topped with an entire bottle of high-end Dom Perignon Brut champagne. Champagne, if you know what I mean. So, of course, top dollars go to the extravagant price. We're going to step aside and then bounce back with much more if you hang through with us. Kate Delaney, AmericaTonight.net.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.